This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
The Emancipation Proclamation is on view in Washington today for the first time in 3 years. After touring the country, the document returned to the newly renovated rotunda of the National Archives just in time for today's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Kitty Nicholson is senior conservator at the National Archives.
The Emancipation Proclamation was one of the first attempts by the federal government to recognize the need to emancipate the slaves and to set right the grievous wrong of slavery in this country. And in that sense, it's part of the great intellectual movement that led to Martin Luther King's great movement for civil rights.
The 141-year-old document usually resides in a custom-made box deep in a temperature-controlled vault. It is so fragile that extended exposure to light and the elements would cause its many pages to crumble, its memorable words to fade. Kitty Nicholson's charge is to preserve the document.
When we look at its condition today, it's clear that it has already suffered a certain amount of both wear and tear from handling, and it suffered light damage. It must have, at some time prior to coming to the National Archives in the 1930s, have been on somewhat long-term display, and there's a lot of discoloration of the signature page, pages 4 and 5. And the first page, page 1, is somewhat soiled looking just from handling.
The Emancipation Proclamation, which is displayed only a few days each year, is particularly delicate because it was written on poor quality paper.
In the middle of the 19th century, they were just discovering new ways to make paper cheaper and more readily available, but there was a loss of quality when they did that.
To protect the document, special precautions are taken while it is on display. The light is filtered to remove the potentially damaging high-energy ultraviolet portion of the spectrum. Display cases are made of carefully tested materials, since acids and gases from adhesives, fabrics, and woods could also cause damage. Again, Kitty Nicholson of the National Archives.
In this case, the mats have an unbleached linen that's been wrapped around a museum-quality mat board. We have certain adhesives, acrylic-based adhesives, that we have found in testing stand up very well. We use an acrylic glazing.
Some historians question the significance of the Emancipation Proclamation in freeing the slaves. They say it was the 13th Amendment to the Constitution that officially abolished slavery in the United States. But Americans do attach significance to the proclamation. It was recently voted one of the 10 most important documents in American history.